From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Thousands of exuberant demonstrators walked through the streets Saturday demanding that the president, Robert Mugabe, step down from office. Signs they are carrying say Mugabe must go, and not coup, but cool. The military has stopped such demonstrations in the capital in the past of Zimbabwe, but now they're supporting the protest, directing demonstrators to the Zimbabwe grounds, where speeches will be made by a number of activists, politicians, and more. Demonstrations are being held in other cities around the country, also calling for an end to Mugabe's extensive rule. 93-year-old Mugabe is reported to be resisting demands from the army. Russia vetoed again Friday a UN Security Council resolution that would have extended an international probe into chemical weapons use in Syria, just a day after it rejected a similar resolution. It was the 11th time Russia vetoed a resolution on Syria. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the council after the vote that the veto shows that Russia does not now and has never had any intention of making this time productive for this council and the international community.
Russia will not agree to any mechanism that might shine a spotlight on the use of chemical weapons by its ally, the Syrian regime. It's as simple and shameful as that.
Japan had put forward a resolution that would have extended the investigation to identify who is behind chemical weapons attacks in Syria by 30 days to allow time for negotiations on a wider compromise. On Thursday, the United States sponsored a similar resolution with a year-long extension that was also vetoed by Russia. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News.